Julian Edelman is joining us right now, and I believe Danielle created what might be a suitable intro for Bubs Edelman.
It's fantastic.
I think he'll like it. Thanks, Ken.
I mean, are you concerned about your job, Laird? Because, I mean, Danielle's now doing the production work on this show.
Of course, always.
All right.
Get you on a board?
Let's listen to it.
Edelman slashing across the field to the defense.
Cruising, though. I feel fast.
And now, the Break Hill Morning Show presents our weekly interview with a man known as Highway 11, Julian Edelman.
Time to lock and load, boys.
That is a milestone for Julian.
Laser focus. Laser focus.
Edelman comes down with a football. They're saying it's a catch.
Julian Edelman makes a move. Works his way in.
Watch it or don't. Whatever.
Caught. Touchdown. Julian Edelman.
Let's go now. We got our feet wet. We're going.
Look at Edelman break two tackles. And Edelman is home for the touchdown.
They can't cover me.
Never touched the ground.
It's unreal. It's insanity.
Julian Edelman off to the races. Julian Edelman. Goodbye, Edelman.
Boys, I got the knee. The knee falls for me.
Sports.
Ken, you have been schooled, Ken.
Pretty good.
Embarrassed,
Goosebumps.
Ken Laird.
Goosebumps.
Pretty good.
Danielle, nice
I know
work.
I'd be excited if that was,
wow.
if
nice
I was
work.
Julian right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Just you're trying to get you hyped up, you know?
You got me hyped up, Danielle, yes. And I don't even play no more.
Well, Julian Edelman joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, and he is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, also by East Coast Metal Roofing, Fletcher Granite, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Bubs, what do you think of the new intro that Danielle put together?
Amazing. Spectacular. Mm-hmm. You need a pay raise.
Been saying that for years, Bubs.
Well, maybe.
You know, I mean, that's, the more you can do. That's the old saying here in New England, the more you can do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I mean, that's just value right there.
She's not just doing her job. She's doing Ken's job. That's it. It's not just do your job. It's do jobs of others around here. That's the way we operate. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
You sound a little echoey. Where are you? Are you at the stadium?
I am not.
Okay. All right. Well, we can.
You in an abandoned 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Sounds like he's in just like a communal shower.
I'll begin.
Whoa.
Let me start with the questions you're not going to answer today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, personally, but that's neither here nor there. There were some we were talking about last week that maybe you were limited from maybe it was an injury thing. Are you dealing with anything that we don't know about? Anything that that is slowing you down or holding you back a little bit?
You know, I'm dealing with hard work, bro.
Yeah,
trying to get back and working on getting my body right to the best of its ability every single day, and I'm feeling a day better than yesterday, buddy.
Day better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, of course.
Jules,
yeah.
Big game, obviously, Sunday night against a very good team in Seattle. I know you guys played there before with the fans, and I've played there. It's one of the loudest places to play in the NFL. What do you think that environment's going to be like playing in a place like Seattle with no fans and how that obviously helps an offense and not having to worry about jumping off sides because of crowd noise?
I've been saying it. I mean, it feels like junior college football to me. Like, we don't, you don't have the fans, which honestly is a bummer. I never played in Seattle with the fans, so I actually missed that trip in 12. So I'm a little disappointed that I won't get to experience that because, I mean, I'm a fan of the game, and when you get to go to these other stadiums and see what these groups are about, these fan bases are about, I mean, it gives you chills. It's fun. You know, it's why you play the game. It's a huge part of it. And, you know, now with no fans, it's strictly the love of the game out there, going out and get to play the game that you've been playing since you're 8 years old. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's I mean, it's obviously going to be, we're going to be able to communicate, that's for sure, which we probably wouldn't have been able to verbally communicate during a fan-packed house. But, you know, regardless, we're going out to play football against a very good football team.
Wiggy and others were positively giddy about the performance of Cam Newton on Sunday. And you played the position in college. If it ends up being, whether it's 10, 12, 15, as it was Sunday, run attempts by Cam Newton in these games, do you get concerned about the potential for injury there?
I think our coaching staff's going to do, the best that they can to put in the best situations to go out and help lead this team and lead this offense. Whether that's running, throwing, that's up to Coach McDaniels. But, you know, Cam's a big man, and he plays smart. I mean, he's really watched. He didn't really take any crazy hits. He looks like a really fast defensive end, like playing. So it's, guys are, like, bouncing off of him. But, I'm just kind of worried about what I have to do to go out and perform for him and the offense. And I'm sure the coaching staff will probably be thinking of those things. But, he's a smart football player. I'm sure he'll take care of himself when it comes to those things.
I noticed that he said that N'Keal Harry had bailed him out on a throw, but he didn't mention that he didn't take the blame for that drop on your account. Were you upset by that?
Nah, I'm not upset. It's unacceptable. Okay. So I don't know what to say to that, Greg.
Julian, one of the things that Cam talked about with us is just how he's kind of evolved as a runner. We just kind of touched on it a little bit, of him protecting himself, and being smarter and knowing how to get down in certain situations. And if it's fourth and one, then maybe you lower the shoulder a little bit up down on the goal line. Somebody like yourself who's been in the league for a long time has taken a number of hits through over the years. Have you kind of evolved a little bit in maybe how you play in the sense of trying to protect yourself a little bit more, after the catch and getting down, or you still have that mindset of just, hey, I'm going out there and I'm laying it on the line no matter what?
Honestly, I think it goes situationally. Like you said, sometimes the availability is better than ability. So being out on the field is the number one priority. So, if it's first and 10 and there's two dudes coming at you full speed, I mean, you got to protect yourself and maybe, know when the battle's over. And I think that's what you learn the longer you're in this league. I mean, I look at some of the film of when I was younger and I'm scratching my head like, what am I doing? I think that's just natural evolution in this league when you got fast human beings that are big that want to take your head off. Sometimes you gotta go down, and but you definitely play it situationally,
Julian, Highway 11 Edelman is our guest this morning. Do you think a guy like OBJ would fit on this team, Julian?
I'm more worried about the Seattle Seahawks and the guys we have on this team right now, Gregory. So, that's what I'm worried. What I'm worried about.
Right. You're thinking about this week and this week only. That's it. Nothing else on your mind at all.
I mean, I'm coming waiting on for the. I was on the little lobby listening to you. You're going on another vacation to Old Orchard.
Well,
what a deflection!
It's not a vacation. It's a as you call it. It's a business trip, and I have a foundation event at the Brunswick, where I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when you were a rookie or a couple years in, and you hadn't big
their Memorial Day,
and you hadn't big leagued everybody like myself that were your original friends, and then We went and hung out at the Brunswick. Do you remember that, Memorial Day?
I remember going to the Brunswick with, like, an uncle type, and he was a chaperone. And it was very cool to go there and see that beautiful place they call Old Orchard with him. So
thanks.
Yeah, I do remember those times. It was a fun time, a fun weekend.
Good times.
Greg has morphed into Chris Farley.
This is a whole thing.
He brought it up. I didn't bring it up. He brought it up. Uh-huh. Speaking of Seattle, Bill Belichick praised Russell Wilson this week and said he certainly could be the best at the position currently playing. Maybe the best that there is. What do you think of that assessment?
I mean, Russell Wilson's a monster, and his stats show it, and his performances show it. I mean, the guy's either first, second, or third in every category in football. And he's won a lot of football games. And, you know, he's a remarkable player. I've got to know Russ a little bit, and his work ethic and his ability to go out and work in the off seasons. I mean, he's an all-around great guy, and I think he embodies that team of how he plays and how he handles himself on the field, off the field, always enthusiastic, always positive. You know, he's a good football player for sure.
Did you have time on Sunday to watch Tom Brady play?
We were driving back from the game. I caught a little bit at the end.
What did you make of his performance?
I mean, it's tough going out and playing new teams, but, you know, without a camp and this and that, and yeah, I think he'll be all right, but, you know, my mind's more focused on the Seattle Seahawks, Greg, you know, not other teams that we weren't going to be playing this year.
I understand. So, all right. Well, let me get to the twisted question of the week from Twisted T. And it comes from a 781 texter who wants to know what you thought of the trailer for the second season of The Mandalorian, if you've seen it.
I didn't check it out yet. I saw it. And was it on Sunday Night Football or something?
Yes.
Or it was on one of those. I didn't get to check it yet. I mean, I didn't focus.
Yeah.
I'm focused on football right now.
Yeah. I think you can go to social media and just put the Mandalorian in, the trailer will come up.
He's focused.
Well, that's a good one. I mean, I know he's a huge.
Wait, he's teaching him how to use the internet.
No, I know he's a huge fan of the Mandalorian.
Is that on the Facebook or is that on the MySpace?
I think it's on the MySpace. See, I know you're a huge fan of it. We talked about it before. I'm not a fan. I've never seen the show, but the trailer actually looked pretty good. So that's why I said maybe it's something you might want to check out.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface.
I'm not on Snapface. Yeah, I'll definitely check out the trailer here soon. But, you know, it's been with all these, you know, with the COVID regulations and stuff, like the routine has been completely, there's like no free time. It's nuts. It's literally, you know, you get up and get your body worked on, then you go practice, meetings, or you get your body worked on. Throw a yoga session in there, and you're going to bed. I mean, it's pretty gnarly because of all, you know, the new things, can't be in the building, this, that.
Right.
So I'll be able to get on, as Wiggs said, the social media to check it out.
All right. Well, listen, great to hear from you, and good luck out there. And we're looking for a W here to make it 2-0. So go get them, Bubs.
I appreciate it, Bubs.
Okay.
Danielle, that was an impeccable introduction. I mean, I need to put you on more decision-making to this show.
I appreciate that, Julian. Thank you. I hope you have a happy and sweet New Year, bud.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, Bubs.
Happy New Year.
Okay. All right.